Thank you for calling the Round of Help team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
Yes, sir.
Sure. And just want to confirm here that you haven't already started a claim with any other firm. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, was it you or a family member that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I was.
Very sorry to hear that. By chance, would you happen to know the subtype of non-Hodgkin's?
Loma something.
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, okay. So it's okay if you're not sure. And you're filing for yourself. And around what date would you have been diagnosed?
I was diagnosed, I think it was January
2007. Okay. Let me put that here. And now, did you mostly use the product at home or for work or for both?
Oh, it was residential.
Okay. And what address would you typically use it at?
Manning Street, Victorville, 16631 Manning Street, Victorville, California.
We're in California as well. So you said 16631 Manning Street?
16631 Manning Street.
Okay, perfect. Victorville, California.
Victorville, California.
We're in Irvine, so I think that's like over an hour away from you or so.
Yeah, about like that. Yeah, about hours and change.
Now,
depending on time and day.
Did that household use the product and get sick as well, or was it?
No, I live alone.
Okay. And then, how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was 49. I know that.
Okay. So then you were between the ages of 18 and 79, so let me click that.
Yeah, okay.
And about how many years did you use the product?
6 years.
6 years, okay. So definitely more than 10 days, right?
Yes, yeah.
And then are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And then I'm going to read a list of other ailments that you may or may not have gotten. I'll just put no unless you tell me yes. So
okay.
Hepatitis B, hepatitis C,
no.
Rheumatoid arthritis,
no.
HIV
no.
AIDS, autoimmune disease,
no.
Epstein Barr, lupus,
no.
Diabetes
no.
mellitus, other cancers,
no.
Organ
no.
transplant. No, okay. And then do you have a family history of cancer or no?
No, not my family.
No, okay. And then your name comes in as Ray, R-A-Y, and then Harvey, H-A-R-V-E-Y. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's my name.
Are you a junior or senior or anything like that?
No, no.
And then will you confirm your gender?
Excuse me?
Will you confirm your gender?
Oh, male.
Thank you. And then are you married or unmarried?
I'm single.
Okay. And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your ailment? Was it commercials or something on TV?
I saw it on a commercial. I got it on a commercial.
Okay. Let me type that up. So saw TV commercials and made the connection. And then around what time would that have been that you saw those commercials?
That was a 2013, within that year.
Okay, around 2013.
I don't know. I guess I've seen it.
Sure. Yeah, ballpark is fine. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
And then this next question asks for your height in feet and inches, and then weight.
5'9", 200.
200, okay. We weigh the same. And then this is your cell phone, 760-905-8480?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is the best email address for you?
The one you have?
Let me see if anything was transferred over. No, only your phone number and name came through. What is the email?
You want to know what? My email's lowercase h, uppercase r, lowercase r, lowercase a, lowercase y, at 4375 at gmail.com.
Okay. So you said h r a y 4375 at gmail?
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Thank you. And then about how many times per year or month do you think you use the product Roundup?
I use it once a month.
Okay, so about 12 times a year already. And so you would have sprayed it for at least 1 year before being diagnosed, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then I know you would have stopped using it after you were diagnosed in
Yeah.
In January of 2007, and then you said you used it for about 6 years. You started using it around 2001, ballpark, right?
2007, and I stopped using it around 2013.
Oh, so you started using it in 2007?
Yeah, it was 2007.
And I
stopped in 2013.
Okay.
I started getting sick and stuff like that.
Right. And I just want to make sure, because I have that you were diagnosed. Let me see where it went. Just to make sure I don't have my dates mixed up. I have you diagnosed in January of 2007. Is that wrong?
Yes. That's right.
Okay. Oh, no. Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. Now, let me go to the next question here then. Let's see where to go. Let me add some notes here. 1 second. It monthly, and then you said residentially. Did you mostly get the pre-mixed one and that came with the sprayer? Or
no, I had the concentrated one. It was concentrated.
Okay. Spray it residentially. Okay. And did you normally use protective gear when applying it or no?
Say again.
Did you normally use protective gear when applying, or no?
No, I just sprayed it. I didn't do nothing like that. I don't know. I didn't do nothing like that. I just sprayed it.
Sure. And about how big of an area would you say you use it at?
13 millimeter, 12 millimeter yard. 12-13 millimeter, yeah.
12x13, okay. And then this was in California, so let me put California residentially. And that was direct that you sprayed yourself, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. And then once a month, so 12 uses a year times the 6 years, so about 72 exposures. Let me click that. And then are you on well or city water?
I'm on city water.
Sure. And then have you ever been exposed to other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange, or no?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you for confirming that. And then when you bought the Roundup, was it normally like at a local mom and pop?
Home Depot.
Home Depot.
I remember Home Depot.
Perfect.
Home Depot in Victorville.
Victorville, California. Okay. And then obviously it's been quite a while since you last used it. So
Yes,
you may not
yes.
have it and you don't need to, but I just have to ask,
I
do
don't
you have
want
any receipts or any
to.
empty containers or anything like that?
I threw the empty containers away, and I threw that away a while back. I got
Okay.
rid of all that stuff.
Yeah.
I paid in cash when I got it.
Right. And then
Every
have
time
you
I
ever
went, I
been a
don't have
smoker?
anything. No.
No? Okay. And then are you currently employed or on a fixed income?
Right now, I'm self-employed.
Okay. So we'll put yes, self-employed. And then what is your title?
I'm a journeyman roofer. Journeyman roofer.
Journeyman roofer. Okay. And then have you lost any time from work because of any surgery or treatments or anything related to your condition?
Just a few days I was off work, and I was, no, not really. Just a few days I was off work, and I went and got outpatient for 13 months. I remember that too.
Outpatient for 13 months. Okay, I'm typing that up. Were you ever in the military?
No, sir.
And then have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No. Hey, I got a question. My buddy got an Agent Orange. Is there something like that? Will it come back on me, or could it flare back up?
Not that I'm aware of. I'm not sure. I'm not a doctor or anything like that. But
okay.
To the best of my knowledge, no. And then, so have you ever filed a disability or workers' comp or no?
No.
Ever filed for bankruptcy or no?
Oh, no, sir.
And then other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets or stuff like that, have you ever been convicted of a crime or no?
No, not in like 30 years.
And then I will I'll look for the address. Just give me the name of the hospital facility that saw you.
The St. Mary's Hospital. Outer Highway 18, the address is 18300 USA Highway 18, Apple Valley, California.
Perfect. Yeah, I see it here. And what was your doctor's name?
Nada Boswa.
Let me see if I can find Nada Biswas. NADABISWAS?
It's NANDA.
D-A, right.
And Boswa is BISWAS.
Okay, perfect. That's what I have. Just wanted to make sure. And either you or the doctor would have the medical records, right?
The doctor got it.
Okay.
Boswa got it.
I have their address here, so let me put that in. One
yeah. Time. Yeah.
And then let me click this here. And that 13-month outpatient, what date did that start?
He gave me an injection.
Was that in 2007, right?
Yeah. No, that was not. No, that was me. No, I thought he got tested in 2013.
So,
April 2018.
And so did you ever get these type of treatments, stem cell, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation?
Chemotherapy.
Okay.
Yeah, I got chemotherapy and radiation treatment.
In what year?
That was in 2013. Yeah, it was 2013.
So they would have first treated you when you were diagnosed in 2007 and then again later on in 2013?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you already gave me your address, so let me plug it in here again. And we're just about done. A couple more questions only. This one is, asking for an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. Do you want to put
Sure,
an
Mike.
emergency contact or no?
Yeah, I can. San Francisco, 912-8855. My brother-in-law, Doug.
Doug, what's the last name?
Erickson.
Is that Doug and then Erkson?
Yes, very good. Yes, that's it.
Okay, and then you said 760-912-8855?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Okay. All right. And then we have permission to contact them if we're not able to get a hold of you, right?
Yes, very much so.
And then the last question is just for the HIPAA medical compliance section to allow the firm to retrieve the medical records. What is your date of birth?
9164.
9/1/64. And then the social?
The whole one? The whole social? Or?
I can take the last four. The firm will need the whole thing, but you can give me the last four.
6151.
6151. Okay, and then I'm getting ready to send you an automated text message for a DocuSign. It's going to come to you via text message and email. You can open up whichever one is easier for you.
And sign it?
Yeah, it's still spinning, so give it a moment. And it'll get to you. It shows sent now.
Okay.
Now, I can't see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just let me know what you see, and I'll do my best to guide you.
I'm going to do it. Okay, I got something here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to sign this sheet here.
Yeah, so it's an e-signature, so what do you see right now?
I got draw your signature.
Okay, yep. So you just draw it up as best as you can using your finger, not your fingernail.
Okay.
Initial right here. Okay.
I push finish.
Okay. And then let me just make sure that it came through on my end. As long as you didn't miss anything, it should go through. Yep, it shows completed. So you are all set. The firm themselves should give you a call in about a week or two, depending on how backed up they are. And then other than that, you're all set for the day. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.